The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
For decades, the power of women's hormone shifts has been unrecognized and underestimated. Most women have a lack of education when it comes to the endocrine system and how and why our hormones affect our minds, moods, and behaviors. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, with your host, Leslie Carol Botha, sponsored by True Hope, the leaders in brain health. When women thrive, everyone thrives. That is True Hope. Now, here is your host, Leslie Botha.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. I'm Leslie Carol Botha, your host. Because of the holiday season, the next two episodes are going to focus on the spiritual, metaphysical, and the science of miracles, so that as we all surge forward into the new year, we will have the understanding and the tools to comprehend the science of miracles and how we can supercharge our dreams into being. And this is the topics of today's episode, Supercharge Your Dreams Into Being by Trusting Your Soul's Inner Guidance, a new book by the co-director of the Nordic Light Institute in Sweden, Sissy Williams. Sissy asks in the introduction to her book, "Would you like to wake up in the morning filled with happiness, enthusiasm, and abundance of life energy? Would you like to know how you can focus this inner energy in such a way that your dreams can make the journey from being just an idea to becoming actual manifestation in your present life? And would you like to learn how to tune into and trust your soul's guidance? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Supercharge Your Dreams Into Being by Trusting Your Soul's Inner Guidance is for you. In today's episode, Sissy is going to share information on how you can make your dreams come true by supercharging them with life energy and then focusing this energy in such a way that you are able to bring your soul's dream into being. And what a great way to start 2014. Sissy is an osteopath, cranial osteopath, naturopath, trainer of NLP, and transformational soul coach, specializing in breakthrough coaching. She is passionate about giving tools, techniques, and wisdom to others so they can heal and evolve spiritually. She does this through her writing, courses, seminars, and treatments. She is qualified as an osteopath and naturopath from the British College of Naturopathy and Osteopathy, now called the British College of Osteopathic Medicine. And she is also the co-publisher, along with her husband, of Inspire Magazine in Sweden on the newsstand. And she and I were just chatting before the show and how great it is that people are starting to realize that positive news is starting to affect our lives. We've been so bombarded by negative news for so long. So shows like this and other shows on Voice America, magazines like Inspire, I think there is a magazine now out in the States called Happy Living. These are the messages that we need to get instead of the trailers on CNN and our nightly news programs, which are filled with despair. We can shape our lives. We can reclaim our lives. We can supercharge our dreams into being, and that is the topic of today's show. But first, hormone news. And this piece of news blasted through the mainstream media on Tuesday. "Are multivitamins a waste of money?" Editorial and medical journal says yes. According to CNN and so many other news sources, more than half of all adults in the United States take some sort of multivitamin. Many do so in hopes of preventing heart disease and cancer, or even to aid with memory. But an editorial published in this week's Annals of Internal Medicine says that using supplements and multivitamins to prevent chronic conditions is a waste of money. The vitamin and supplement industry is based on anecdote, people saying, I take this and it makes me feel better, said Dr. Edgar Miller, professor of medicine and epidemiology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and co-author of the editorial. It's perpetuated. But when you put it to test, there's no evidence of benefit in the long term. It can't prevent mortality, stroke, or heart attack. The editorial, titled Enough is Enough, Stop Wasting Money on Vitamin and Mineral Supplements, is based on three studies looking at the effects of multivitamins on preventing heart attacks and cancer, as well as improving cognitive function in men older than 65. All three studies were also published in this week's Annals of Internal Medicine. I can hear you all going, what? Scammed again? But here's the deal. This is what you do. Who is the sponsor of the study? That is the first question we should always be asking. Who sponsored the study? Where did the funding come from? Well, I'll tell you. The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, a government organization under the Health and Human Services. I think by this time it's very clear who owns Health and Human Services and other government agencies, and it's the pharmaceutical companies. So before you go and dump all your multivitamins and believe what doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs tell you, instead of listening to your own intuition, do some research. That's what this is all about. Don't buy into the fear. And of course, True Hope, the nutritional supplement that is a sponsor on the show, has 22 independent published studies on their broad-spectrum micronutrient for depression, anxiety, autism, schizophrenia, chronic fatigue. This is the new science. This article that made the mainstream media is based on fear. Don't buy into fear. Now, here's the next piece of hormone news, and it kind of counteracts this one. This appeared yesterday Tuesday, December 17th, in Natural News. Woman shrinks thyroid nodules with pure nutrition, not meds. Do you see why pharma's running scared? We're waking up, folks. This woman, Julia Diaz, wrote the following. I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I manage it completely naturally, and my thyroid is producing the proper amounts of T3 and T4 thyroid hormones on its own without medication. After getting the diagnosis, Julie asked her doctor, could he wait a little while before getting the biopsy so that she could try some natural cancer cures, which they did, and they're included in the article on Natural News. Julie concluded the article with the statement, skeptics may say any one of these things did it alone or that it was pure coincidence, but I truly believe that when you have a serious health condition, why take chances with only one option? And why give a doctor who has financial interest in billing your insurance company as much as possible control over your life and your future? Hit it with all you've got. Give yourself the best you can. Small changes over time can add up to big benefits. Your body has tremendous ability to heal itself given the proper tools and nutrition. And as we've said on this show, Bonnie Kaplan, PhD, spoke early parts of the show in September. And she said the brilliant statement, it is my mantra, I want it to be your mantra. Nutrition should be the primary treatment. Medication, the supplement. Now, on to our show. Supercharging your dreams into being. Obviously, you can't do that without feeling well. So it's important to build up your nutritional reserves, your nutritional base. We've talked about that before. My guest today is Cissy Williams. Her book is Supercharge Your Dreams into Being by Trusting Your Soul's Inner Guidance. And she is joining us from Sweden via Skype. And Cissy, I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's fantastic to actually be on your show. I think it's amazing how we can connect this far away from each other.
I think it's amazing as well, and certainly opens up to a world of possibilities
and
so many other ways that we can be connecting, and we are connecting on a conscious level. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, we're going to be surging collectively into the new year, and so work with that you are doing is so important, as well as other spiritual guides who are helping us to ascend and stay in this higher self. And that's what you're story is all about. So start personally and tell us how you got to this point.
Well, for me, it's actually started already with my father. I grew up with a father who was brain damaged before I was born. He was in a car accident. He loved fast cars, so he drove a Porsche straight into a mountain. And then after that, he was he fractured his spine. He was actually paralyzed, but he hated hospitals. So he managed to drag himself out from the hospital, back home, and then during his convalescence, his friends would come over every weekend with a deck of cards, a cake, and vodka. And he'd never touched alcohol before that time, but during the 6 months it took him to actually learn to walk again, he also became an alcoholic. And shortly after that, my parents married, and shortly after that, I got into this world. So during my childhood, I had an ability of always being happy and being able to witness the most horrific things at home and then being able to just go out, see my friends and not think about it. I was just happy. I just stuffed all of this inside me. And I'm very much like my dad, actually, without the brain damage, fortunately. And I think because I'm so much alike to him, he couldn't really handle that, so he would pick on me. And obviously, at the time I was 18, I just had enough, so I left and I started traveling. I was still very happy. I was traveling all around Asia, thinking I was this happy-go-lucky person. And then I fell in love. I met a British journalist, and I just fell in love. And as I fell into this loving space, it was like it opened a trapdoor of all my past stuff, all my negative emotions. And I went from being a pretty happy, sort of balanced woman to a complete bitch in 3 weeks. I mean, I am not surprised he left me, bless him. And our relationship lasted just over under 2 years. And by the time we ended the relationship, I was severely depressed and I was also bulimic. And all my wounds had come up to the surface. And I prayed. I remember I was in London on my own. I knew no one except him. And I prayed to a force higher than myself, please help me. I recognized I needed help. I needed to change my thinking because the abuse I was doing to myself was far worse than any abuse my dad had done to me. And then I felt this intuitive guidance I should go back home. So the next day, I was walking around the streets of Stockholm and I went past a bookshop that I'd never seen before. This was in 1992. And I went inside and I felt drawn to three books. And there was Love is the Answer by Gerald Jampolsky, Creative Visualizations by Shakti Gawain, and The Power is Within You by the amazing Louise Hay. And I sat down in the armchairs they had in this bookshop. I just sat there for a whole day reading. And I realized my prayer had been answered because these books gave me the tools for changing my thoughts. And I started reading lots of books. I started to meditate. And my depression had been very severe. I was suicidal. Went in 6 weeks just by changing my thought patterns and by meditating. And my bulimia disappeared within 4 months. And during this time, I became clearer and clearer within my mind, who'd been pretty unbalanced. And obviously, as my bulimia disappeared, my nutritional balance came better. I started to align again. And I could start to hear this voice that I didn't recognize first what it was, but later I realized it must be my soul that was guiding me. And she guided me to start studying osteopathy in London. So less than a year after my deepest despair into depression, I started my osteopathic training in London, and I've never looked back since. And I started to learn how to heal your body and then how to heal your emotions and heal your mind. But I knew from my own experience that it is indeed possible to do that. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing tools, how we can connect with that wisdom ourselves. But we have to be willing to do the work.
And we have to be willing to do the work. And that certainly is crucial. And most of us go, oh, I don't have time.
Yeah.
I'm already working hard. Or I'm not feeling well enough to work that hard. We've become so accepting of how we feel and how we think. Yet these are times of great change, of great hope, of ascension, of new spiritual awakenings that lie within all of us. Isn't that right, Ceci?
Absolutely. And I think for me, I was really lucky I fell into such a deep depression because I had no choice. I had to change because I'm in so much pain. But I think these days, everything is faster now, and it's like a much more intense energy flooding the planet. And I think we all feel that discomfort within ourselves where we are not in alignment with our soul, with our true selves. And if we resist doing the work that we need to do, it will just increase that tension. So we may just as well go with the ride and actually work on ourselves and connect more with our loving, beautiful, authentic, soul-filled wisdom that we all have inside, rather than being in the grips of fear.
Now, you define this as, or you call this divine life energy. And with the few minutes that we have left, can you define that for us? And then we'll just take off on that as we go into the next segment.
Yeah, well, I believe our bodies get its life energy from our soul. So that life energy that moves your body is from your soul, that is filling your body with that beautiful frequency, so you can actually go about doing your day. And the more energy we have within us, the more aligned we are with this divine life energy, and the more we can manifest that which we came here to give to others.
So it means this divine life energy is something that we all share. And here
Absolutely.
We have spent hundreds of years, if not centuries, defining and separating and each other's by religion, by gender, by class, by experience. I could go on and on. There are so many ways. By diagnosis, bipolar, you're depressed, irrational behaviors, bulimia. I mean, you could have been stuck in the hellhole of bulimia if you had not sought your way out through readings and changing your mind thoughts.
Well, for me, all of that is just, for me, the depression and the bulimia was just wake-up calls that I had gone so out of alignment with my own loving essence. I had truly got kind of trapped in fear. And as I learned to heal that, and I could see my father as a beautiful opportunity for helping me to grow rather than just as a problem in my life, he became the challenge that forced me to grow and develop spiritually. The more I could do that, the more I aligned myself with my loving essence again. And I think that is the medicine that is needed in anything in life, actually. It's love.
And it is love. And I like what you said, that you looked at the challenges in your life as opportunities for growth instead of a diagnosis or a death sentence.
So, absolutely.
This is Holy Hormones, Honey, The Greatest Story Never Told. My guest, Cissy Williams. Her website is NordicLightInstitute.com. Cissy joins us out of Sweden. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. the richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project, which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carroll Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everyone. My guest today is Cissy Williams. She is the author of Supercharge Your Dreams Into Being. And this is not the only book that she has authored. She has been a busy, busy writer. And we'll get her to talk about those other books in just a moment. What we're doing today is preparing all of us as we pass through the solstice, the darkest time of the year, and Cissy has assured me that it's very dark in Sweden right now. and for many of us, it feels like we are falling down a rabbit hole. There's more depression. There's more sadness. We have the stress of the holidays. But what we want to share with you is that this is a natural phase, part of the dance of this universe, that this closing down, this darkness, where we reflect, we meditate, we put some closure on the things that have happened in the last 6 months or in the last year of our lives before we spring forth. As we plant seeds for springtime, as the light returns to the earth, so that we can move forward in the light. For so many of us, we get caught up in the baggage, and we carry the baggage, as Cissy was mentioning about her father, carrying that baggage with her, and carrying her own baggage of being a bulimic with her, until she realized that these challenges could become opportunities by changing how we think. Isn't that correct, Cissy?
Absolutely.
Do you want to add to that?
Well, for me, it's I love a saying from Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda, when he says that the only difference between a piece of coal and a diamond is the pressure that's been exerted on it. And we all know what it feels like when we go into that piece of coal and we go negative and we get frustrated. And we're all human, so we kind of get stuck there sometimes. And when I do that, and obviously I was stuck there when I was younger a lot, then I had to take a step back and look at it. Now, what is it for me to learn from this? What are the positive learnings here? How can I choose to be loving and compassionate no matter what my outside circumstances? And as I look at it from those set of eyes, then suddenly the challenge becomes an opportunity for me to polish my own inner diamond. And I feel that's what winter is very much about, especially in Sweden, because it's so dark. It is so dark. And it is all the Swedes, we do this very naturally. Of course, we get affected by the winter, but we get obsessed with lighting candles, with making it cozy. There is a little star in every window. It's really beautiful, actually. And we make the most of the winter. So we're outside, we're skating, we're skiing. And you accept what is there, and then you make the best out of what is there so that you can still find the joy and the love that is there.
Yeah, unfortunately, we take these challenges that come into our lives as almost as death sentences, because many of us are so worn out. We're so depressed and anxious, undernutrated. We're taking so many different drugs. Our whole body is just confused by the hormone chemical messengers that are being sent because there's so much interference going on. So we've become disconnected from ourselves, and that certainly is a strong step into addiction.
Absolutely. When you become disconnected from yourself and from your own true source, then you will feel out of touch and you'll feel very isolated and lonely. You feel empty. And then you try to fill that empty space with something. And that's definitely how addiction can start.
That disconnect. And then we think we question our partner's affection towards us, our children's affection towards us, our relationships at work, our relationships at friends. And we don't realize that we're falling into this hellhole, this dark space in our brain because of the disconnection. And there's so much trauma to the frontal lobe of the brain. And that's where I want to go next. You have a brilliant piece in your book. And this is just a short book, folks. This is something that could be read in a day. And Sissy has recipes. She has exercises. This is a great tool book that would be a wonderful gift for anyone that you're looking still to gift for the holiday season. Supercharge your dreams into being by trusting your soul's inner guidance. But let's talk about the brain. And because I'm always fascinated by that. And you tie this into the difference between Christ consciousness and the ego.
Yeah, I love this piece. Well, this is actually from one of the books by Dr. Daniel Siegel, The Mindful Brain. He talks about how meditation can change the structure of the brain, and he quotes lots of research where they've shown through MRI scans that when you meditate daily, you will actually change the structure of your prefrontal cortex, and the corpus callosum, which is the bit that connects the two brain halves together, it becomes thicker. And the prefrontal cortex in yoga philosophy is the seat of your Christ consciousness. And your Christ consciousness is all about love and acceptance and forgiveness. And the prefrontal cortex, they now know through brain research that it's actually the seat of the brain that has the ability to tune in to others, have emotional balance, be able to think before we act, being able to feel empathy and compassion, and being able to have self-awareness and insight. So it's like modern-day science is now catching up with what yoga philosophy has said for thousands of years.
And I agree with you, and I have said that, and I need to interject here, and I believe I have mentioned this before. I was on another episode. I was sitting in on a neuroscience webinar through my fascination with the brain and work. And it was very technical. We were looking at images of the brain and how the brain can change based on a positive and negative effects. Nutrition being one very, very positive effect. And now we're bringing meditation into it. But the renowned neuroscientist, David Mark, I believe his name is, concluded this technical webinar by saying, let's put it this way. If everybody's frontal lobes were balanced, if everybody's neurotransmitters in the frontal lobes were balanced, were healed, we'd be a society filled with happy, loving, compassionate, spiritual, trusting people. And that rocked my world. And now you're talking about yoga and Christ consciousness. And look at this crossover between science and spirituality.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That's what makes this an exciting time in our lives. And we do not have to live in despair.
No, it's an exciting time to be alive because there's so much change that is available to us if we want to, and everything is so much faster. I mean, my grandmother, for example, she didn't have access to internet. She didn't have access to books that you can change your thoughts and you can heal your emotions. She was just barely surviving. So we're very lucky to be alive today. And also what I want to just note back on that is that also yoga philosophy says that our ego consciousness is at the back of our brain, which is actually a little bit inside, which is actually also where our primitive brain is, which is very much our ego consciousness. And we're all born with that. And then we develop our prefrontal cortex during our lives. And it's not fully developed until we're 25. So that's important to remember. And that it also breaks down during teenage years. So that's important to remember for anyone who has a teenager at home, that their brain is literally breaking down to later then be restructured. And that's how they break free from the previous generation, that they will have to restructure their brain and rewire their brain in a new way so that they can evolve even further than us parents have done. So it's interesting that through brain science, we can actually see how we're meant to evolve also spiritually from our ego sense of self to our higher consciousness and to develop our prefrontal cortex, which is what sets us apart from other animals, actually.
I would like to suggest that the way our society, our culture, our global culture is set up now, that those structures that are in place are based on ego.
Absolutely.
And control.
I think that's what we see, that it's a breakdown of those structures now. That's why it's so much chaos.
It's so much chaos, and as we are moving forward, this is all part of the natural shift in consciousness.
Absolutely. We're making a leap from fear-based ego thinking to instead train ourselves to tune into our loving, soul-filled consciousness. That we are, in our essence, we are love, and the separation experience is where the fear can set in. And we are evolving as a human consciousness, and that's why you see so much upheaval. So when we see that, we see all the problems, whether it's with drug companies or banking system or financial system. It's like those old kind of ways of thinking that were fear-based and greed-based are changing. And that's where you see a new consciousness rise. And I think our challenge here is to remain positive and strong in that change, rather than become negative and complaining ourselves.
And this new consciousness rise is coming from the people.
Absolutely.
And that's what's so exciting. We are starting to gather as people collectively and supporting and reaching out our arms to lift all of us up at the same time, so yes, that we can be a powerful, conscious, loving, compassionate body to override this primitive brain, ego-driven thinking that really has destroyed so much of our quality of life. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I also think that I prefer to think this way, that I think we have volunteered to come at this time. And many of us have experienced many challenges. We might come from families that are very dysfunctional. And again, I choose to believe that I chose my parents and that I wanted to heal my ancestral wounds that have been going on for generations, some of the patterns that have been there, so that through me, I can then change my DNA, the genetic coding that I have, so that I pass something else on to my kids. And I believe many of us have chosen to do this so that we will help to be that change that the world needs.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yes.
If you feel that you are locked in your life, you are living a false reality.
And I also think many of us will feel that at times anyway, because we're human. And then you have to remind yourself, no, I'm a soul in a physical body. Whatever I experience that is a conflict now in my life, I can choose peace instead of this conflict. I can choose love as my guide instead of believing in what my ego will whisper to me through its fearful whispers.
Certainly a lot of us are facing this conflict with the holiday season. And Christmas, less than a week away, and we're going out and spending hundreds of dollars, putting them on credit cards, fake money,
yep,
which we're going to have to pay off with real money,
yep, right?
And I'm wondering, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? Christmas is more than spending money. I mean, but you look, I grew up in a time when traditionally stores were closed on Sunday. Liquor stores were closed on Sunday. Stores were closed on the holidays. And yet all of this is changing. And we've become a consumer-driven society. How does that disconnect us? How does that steep us in a false reality of spending money that's not real and paying it back with real money that we have to labor for? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And again, it's that separation where I see it as a difference between, again, fear and love, ego and soul. And anytime we feel disconnected, the ego can get its grip on us, and we then start to let the ego be our guide. And you can see that with spending money too. And whilst obviously Christmas is all about love and connection, so when we are about to spend money, I think it's important for us to think for a while and go, am I spending this out of fear or out of love? And if I'm buying this, is the person that is receiving this gift, are they actually receiving a gift that is truly filled with love, or are they receiving a gift that is also combined with fear in how will I be able to pay for this later on?
And absolutely true. And we need to move away from that type of thinking. This show is all about reclaiming our lives, our power, our souls, understanding how the body is connected, as Sissy is talking about this divine energy, this divine soul energy in each and every one of us. It is important to remember that this energy comes through the pineal gland in the brain, and it's transmitted down right to every cell in our body. The endocrine system is the body's balancing act, the great regulator, keeps all of our systems functioning. It passes these messages, these divine messages, or not so divine messages, whichever you choose, divine messages to every cell in our body. And those messages are what govern our mind, mood, and behaviors. And we've got just a few minutes left, Sissy, but when we come back and do the next segment, I would like to focus on how negative thoughts can actually be self-destructive.
Absolutely.
And then we'll go into some positive tools that people can use to lift themselves up, and of course I'll add to that as well. But in this time of eat, drink, and be merry, which is another trap, right?
Absolutely.
We need to focus on the true meaning of the solstice and the holidays and the new coming into the new light and giving birth to new ideas and breaking free from the chains that have held us back and confined us for all too long. And I loved what you said, that the difference between a piece of coal and a diamond is the
pressure that's been exerted on it. Absolutely. So when we look back, then the times in our lives that caused us the most pressure are usually the times we also could had the opportunity to grow the most. And when we took that opportunity, we really do develop both personally and spiritually. And we need those times. I believe our soul actually brings those times to us in order to help us be challenged and grow in strength. And again, that's another important thing to remember when we want to manifest our dreams. Lots of people want to manifest their dreams, but in order for you to manifest your dreams, you also have to have developed your own divine wings, so to speak. Because the bigger your dream, the more energy you need within you, the more strength you need within you, the more wisdom you need within you in order to be able to navigate through any obstacles that come on your way.
And one of the most exciting things now are these broad-spectrum micronutrients like the True Hope and Power Plus that can help stimulate the brain, because the brain, as we were talking about, has been so damaged from infancy with vaccines, with drugs, with a lack of nutrients on our foods. Not a death sentence, an opportunity. And again, science has caught up with what was common sense, which was nutrition. True Hope and Power Plus. Visit their website today, truehope.com. We'll be back right after this break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carol Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, Holy Hormones, Honey. You know, that just popped into my head. Again, of course, that's the title of the show, and I use that term all the time, but sacred hormones, sacred messages that are being transmitted from our external spiritual world that is governed by the dance of the circadian rhythm of the universe down to every cell in our bodies. Are your hormones holy or are they messed up? Most of us have messed up hormones, imbalanced hormones. That is the first start. If you're feeling depression, anxiety, fatigue, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, pain, that's all a sign of hormone imbalance. Diabetes, breast cancer, prostate cancer, a hormone imbalance, thyroid issues, Hashimoto's, hormone imbalance. That is the root cause. All the other symptoms are just a manifestation of living out of balance, not only with ourselves, but with our universe. Sissy Williams is my guest today. She is author, Transformational NLP, a spiritual approach to harnessing the power of neurolinguistic programming and spiritual medicine, 7 spiritual potions to heal your life. And she and her husband have co-created Inspire magazine on newsstands throughout Sweden. Sissy's website is NordicLightInstitute.com, and her latest book is Supercharge Your Dreams into Being by Trusting Your Soul's Inner Guidance. Sissy, we want to start out by asking the question, are we going to choose the dark holes of fear or are we going to fly on the diamond wings of love? And how can we get to that point? You also say in your book that if your thoughts become negative, your inner energy can become a destructive force.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And especially for me, because I'm very, very intense. I think the more intense you are, the quicker you can spiral both downwards and upwards. So if my thoughts start to become negative, I can very quickly become a destructive force to the dismay of my husband, because he knows. Whilst my husband, who's very calm, he's like Winnie the Pooh, it will take him much longer to actually get into a negative thinking and let that spiral. And I've actually seen him spiral, and I've known him for 17 years. So for me, it's vital, for people who are like me, it's vital that we then look after our energy and we see it as a necessity, as a gift in a way, that we give both to ourselves and to our loved ones, so that it doesn't become this destructive force that it otherwise could be. I also think that's why meditation is important for me. Whilst for my husband, his meditation is to play the drums and play music and be creative, whilst I'll need meditation that is more calming for me in order to connect with my inner space, since I'm naturally so lively.
You know, may I ask you this question? Have you related that to where you are in your menstrual cycle? Because what I hear you saying is what we have diagnosed as bipolar, our energy rises and our energy drops, when it's actually based on the hormone shifts in our menstrual cycle. It's how fast that energy rises and how hard and fast it drops that can put someone into that manic depressive condition.
Yeah, I'm always been very balanced with my hormones, apart from when I was bulimic and depressed. But since I came back into balance, and I naturally follow the moon, actually. I'm one of these few people, I think, that do that. So it's more that I'm naturally very lively in my energy. So I've had to learn what I focus my energy on. And if I allow myself to focus on any negativity, then very quickly can I feel that negative effect from it because my energy is so intense. In shamanistic terms, I do a shamanistic training at the moment. I'm a typical shaman because you can go from the deepest darkness to the brightest light and do that journey because I've got, obviously maybe in psychotherapeutic terms, they would consider that as being bipolar, but I'm not bipolar. I'm just very intense in my emotional range.
And I love that you said that. I want anybody else out there to question, are you really bipolar? Are you intense in your emotional range?
Yeah.
And be aware of where you are in your menstrual cycle when you have these shifts, or hormones rise and or hormones fall. We get caught into these diagnoses and traps and put on prescription meds that further complicate the neural pathways in the Christ consciousness part of our brain.
Absolutely. And I think it's also that you accept how you are. So accept the energy that you have, accept where you're at, and learn to find what makes me feel good. What do I need in order to be balanced within my energy? And that's why, for me, I need calming meditation. Whilst my husband, who's much more calm, he needs something that energizes him. So we're just different. So rather than see it as something that is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, and many times we think of meditation as just yoga.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's anything that connects you with you.
And that could be also exercise or dancing. For me, it's always been dancing. And now there are the wonderful Nia classes that help also develop new neural pathways in the brain.
Absolutely. It's anything that connects you with the now and with you. If you're around young children, for example, that are the age of, say, up to the age of 6 or 7, they are like walking Buddhas. You just need to connect with their way of being, and you naturally meditate because you have to be in the present moment.
Being in the present moment.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard something yesterday. Oh, let's see if I can bring it to the recall. If I'm depressed, it's because I'm living in the past.
Past. And if I'm anxious, it's because I'm living in the future.
Did you say that to me?
No, but it's a very famous saying.
It is a very famous saying, but I thought about it. And if I'm living in the now...
You feel peace.
I am in peace.
Yeah. Because that's where you are. That's where your soul is. Your soul is in the now. And the now is eternal. You are an eternal So, on this eternal journey through life, and now is the only moment you have. The rest is just a trapping of the mind.
How do we know whether our dreams are coming from our soul or from our ego? How do we know that what we are saying, thinking, feeling is coming from the soul or from the ego?
Very good question. And it's a question many people ask me, actually. When your dreams that are coming from your soul are what you are meant to give, it's what you're meant to create. They're meant to be born through you. And your soul's dreams are all about giving. It's what you're sharing with others. Whilst your ego's dreams is all about what you can get so that other people will respect you more, you can have more, you can have more money, a better house, a better partner, whatever it is. It's all about getting. And that's how you can actually fine-tune the difference. And your soul's dreams, you are meant to bring them through. They don't actually belong to you. And many people feel, oh, it's selfish for me to fulfill my dreams. No! It's the most unselfish thing you can do, because your dreams don't belong to you. They are meant to come through you as gifts to humanity.
As gifts to humanity. And yet we epitomize the few people that have, a handful of people over time that have done that, the Buddha, the Christ, Mother Teresa for some. Certainly Nelson Mandela affected great populations of people. We emulate these people and separate them from ourselves.
Yeah, and it's because, I mean, obviously they are incredible examples of someone doing it on a larger scale, but we all have dreams. And it can be, for instance, one of my most important dreams is to be the best mother I can be to my kids. And that's an ongoing dream. So whenever I feel sad, I know I've learned now by now that that's my soul knocking on my door going, you need to reprioritize your life. You're working too much. That's why you're feeling sad, because that dream of being the best mother you can be for your kids, being the most loving, present mother, is not being fulfilled in this very moment in time. So our dreams are not about the big things. It's about how we touch other people's lives, our loved ones, our families, our communities.
Talk about forgiveness at this time of the holiday, because that is an important issue. And many of us hold such grudges and hatred, and hate is such an evil word in our vocabulary. But what is forgiveness all about?
Forgiveness, it can be a process. It took me many years to forgive my father, but when I finally did, oh wow, that's when I realized that forgiveness is truly a gift you give to yourself, because forgiveness sets you free. Every time we hold a grudge in our minds about something that's happened a year ago or 5 years ago, sometimes I have clients coming to me who have a grudge about something that's happened 50 years ago. That eats away from our available life energy. So because it takes energy to keep it alive inside of you, so you can actually remember what's happened, because it's such a long time ago. And then you have less energy available to use in the present moment. You have less energy available to create your life with. That's why forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves. The next step in forgiveness is when you realize, and that may not come initially, but when you realize that what you thought happened actually didn't happen in the way you thought it happened, because you changed your perception about it. For example, when I forgave my father, I truly realized he was an angel in my life. I truly realized he wasn't the villain. He was an angel helping me to develop and grow. I couldn't do the work I do today if it wouldn't have been for him. I wouldn't be the person I am today if it wasn't for him. He's my greatest spiritual teacher. And that is forgiveness, when you can fully see the beauty and the love that is always there.
And you say in your book, our forgiveness ignites an inner light that dispels the darkness, and our pieces of coal are transformed into sparkling diamonds. I think what you said right there and talking about your father opens the door for new realities. These people that are in our lives who are our antagonists, if you will, in this life, usually are the diamonds in our lives that propel us further.
Yeah, they are the angels that help us to develop our own diamonds. So, because they put that pressure on us.
And they
give us that obstacle so we can choose to develop and grow and evolve.
And they have chosen that role in this lifetime to come and spur us forward.
Yeah, and that's why they become an angel. Now, obviously, I mean, we all have these people in our lives, and it's not as easy as to think, okay, I'm just going to forgive them. It's a process. It can take years, and that's okay.
Takes years as we as evolve as spiritual beings, listening to our soul's inner guidance, and that's what your book is all about. Supercharge your dreams into being by trusting your soul's inner guidance. Cissy Williams, thank you so very much for joining us today. I wish you a wonderful holiday season, a blessed solstice as we move together collectively into the light.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. And that's going to do it for another show here at Holy Hormones, Honey. I will be back next week, Thursday, December 26th, the day after Christmas. I will be interviewing Maureen Edwardson on the science of miracles. We kind of touched on that today. Maureen is the author of Your Magical Evolutionary Code Unleashed, and she believes that by clearing the layers of what no longer serves us in our lives, we will be attracted forward to our greater good with effortless grace. These are exciting times to realize we are spiritual beings co-creating and birthing our evolved selves and our world through the science of miracles. And what a better time to do a show like that right around the miracle of Christ being born on Christmas Day. I wish you all a happy holiday. Please take this message of true hope and share it with others. Take care, everyone, and blessings.
Thanks for tuning in to Holy Hormones, Honey. Please join host Leslie Carol Botha again next Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.